The following shir by Rabbi Noach Olbam has been taken with permission from Torah Communications Network. For more information, please call 718-436-4999.
The Mishnah. The Mishnah begins Berach Birkes HaPesach Potar Es Shel Zevach. In order to understand the Mishnah, we have already learned above in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis that besides the Korban Pesach that was brought Erev Pesach, Arba'osah Benisan, they also brought a Korban Shlomim, which was called Chagigas Arba'osah. And there is reference made in the Pasuk in the Torah, in Devarim Tezayin Beis, where the Pasuk says, V'zovachto Pesach Lashem Elokecho Tzoyin Ubokor. And the Chachomim Darshan, Tzoyin LePesach, Ubokor LeChagigah. But the emes, this chagigah, which was brought there of Pesach, was not a mitzvah in itself. Its main purpose was kedei that the korban Pesach should be able to be eaten ala soiva, to satisfaction. Because as usual, the Pesach was only brought a set tomim zochor ben shona. A Pesach was only kosher if it was less than a year old. Therefore, it was not motzui kol kach. It was not so present and able to be found. From a mail, many people were nimne would register on one single Pesach. Therefore, it would not come out in general. There would not be enough meat for achila soiva for every individual from the Pesach itself. In order to accommodate this fact that the Pesach should be able to be eaten ala soiva, so therefore they would eat first from the chagigah, and they would make a brocha ala achilas hazevach, as we will learn in our Mishnah. And they would not eat so much from the chagigah to get satisfied, but only enough that when they eat afterwards, the Pesach, the svia would come at the end al hasoiva. So now this Mishnah here continues with the halachas of the brachas that were made on the Korban Pesach and on the Korban Chagigah. One must realize that during the Suda of the Seder night, one would first make a bracha on the Korban Chagigah. He would make Baruch Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoisa V'tzuvonu Al Achilas HaZevach. According to the Rambam, in the Tosefta there's a slight shinui. The Tosefta it is V'tzuvonu Le'echoilas HaZevach, not Al Achilas HaZevach. After that he would make a broche on the Pesach, would make a broche Al Achilas HaPesach. The Mishnah here discusses what happens if he reversed the order. Birach Birkas HaPesach Poter Eshel Zevach. What happens if instead of making first a bracha on the Korban Chagigah and second on the Korban Pesach, he reversed the order? He first made a bracha first al ha-Pesach, so the din is he does not have to make another bracha al achilas ha-Chagigah. Because the Mishnah says that the Birchas ha-Pesach patters the bracha of the Zevach, of the Chagigah. On the other hand, the Mishnah continues, Birach eshel Zevach, if he made first a bracha al achilas Zevach, so then, of course, the din is loy potar eshel Pesach. He does not pater the bracha of Pesach, as we explained before. First, one makes a bracha on the Korban Chagigah, and then he makes a bracha on the Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. This is the view of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds again that if he reversed the order and he made a bracha first al ha Pesach, the din is that the bracha on the Pesach paters and exempts the bracha over the Chagigah. In the Yerushalmi is mentioned a reason. The Yerushalmi gives, what is the svar of Rabbi Shmuel? The Yerushalmi explains, because Rabbi Shmuel holds, since Pesach is the Iker, and the Zevach is merely a Tofel, the Chagigah is merely subordinate to the Pesach, so therefore, since the Zevach is only a Tofel, so the Broch of the Zevach cannot patter the Pesach. Masha'en Kein, the Birchas HaPesach can patter the Zevach. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Rabbi Akiva says, neither the Birchas HaPesach patters the bracha of the Chagigah, and neither the bracha of the Chagigah can patter the Pesach. And the reason and the svar of their machloikis will be seen in the Gemara. Before we begin the Gemara, we should point out that the Rashbam has a slightly different girsa in this Mishnah. The Rashbam is not goyret birach Birchas HaPesach poteret HaZevach. The Rashbam's girsa is Birach al ha-Pesach, not Birkas ha-Pesach, but Birach al ha-Pesach, Poteres ha-Zevach. Now, if we explain the Lashon of the Mishnah according to the Rashbam literally, what would it mean? Birach al ha-Pesach, the person's making a bracha over his Korban Pesach, In other words, he's eating, he's ready to eat his Korban Pesach. Birach ala Pesach. He's making his bracha over the Korban Pesach. Potter sazevach, he patters the bracha over the chagigah. The Or Chodosh and the Tzlach ask, the gears of the Rashbam is very shver. According to the Seder, the way we mentioned in our Hakdomah, what is eaten first? We have mentioned clearly that the Seder is that first one eats the chagigah, and then one eats the Pesach, in order that the Pesach should be eaten ala soiva. If in fact the chagigah is eaten first, and the Pesach is eaten at the end, how is it shayach that the bracha that he makes during achilas haPesach should pater retroactively the bracha that is al achilas haZevach? How can the Mishnah say birach ala Pesach? If he makes the bracha over the Korban Pesach, he paters the Zevach. The Zevach was eaten long before. The Seder of Achila is first the Zevach and then the Pesach. When he is ready to eat the Pesach, he has long already eaten his Chagigah. So how is it shayach that the bracha over the Korban Pesach, which is last, should pater the Achilas HaZevach, which was first? So therefore the Tzlach says a Chiddush and says that this Kash is a toast. The Tzlach says, the klal of Ein Maftirin Achara Pesach HaFikoymen, that we are not allowed to eat anything over the Korban Pesach, that means we are not allowed to eat anything after the last Kizayit. In other words, the final thing that we eat must be the Korban Pesach, in order that the lasting tam in our mouths should be of the Korban Pesach. So of course, after the last Kizayit of Pesach, nothing can be eaten. The Tzlach says, but during the Achilas HaPesach, if one, let's say, began to eat Pesach, in between one is allowed to eat Chagigah. It is only that after he eats Chagigah, he must again eat a last Kizayis of Pesach. In other words, when one begins to eat a Pesach first, one is avada and avada allowed to eat in the middle whatever he wants. And memela, the most important thing is that he ends it with Pesach. So therefore, it is vadai possible that birach ala Pesach. He began his achila with Korban Pesach and he made a bracha on Korban Pesach. And the Mishnah says, Poteres HaZevach, he paters his chagigah that he eats in the middle, and he does not have to make another bracha on the chagigah. But of course, after he eats his chagigah, he must again eat another kizayis, that is the last kizayis of the Korban Pesach. And the Tzlach brings a raya from the Rambam that this usually was the Seder, that one would begin the achila of the Suda with a Pesach, in between he would eat anything he wants of his Suda, and finally, again at the end, he would eat Korban Pesach. Akoponim, it is shayach to eat some of the Korban Pesach first and Chagigah second, and he would make a bracha over the Korban Pesach first, and that would pater the achila of the Chagigah that comes in between. It is interesting though that the Tzlach and the Or Chodesh did not see that this shayla is already mentioned before and was raised by Rishonim and Gedolei Poskim, namely the Or Zeruah and the Kolboy. Both of these are brought down in the Hagoyes Mare Koyen, which are printed in the back of the Vilna Shas, from Rabbi Tzal Koyen and Rabbi Shloime Koyen from Vilna. First of all, the Kalboy Be'emes brings a raya from this Mishnah. Since this Mishnah says that Birach ala Pesach Poter Sazevach, the Kalboy also asks this kashe, how is it shayach if he eats the Pesach at the end, that the bracha of the Pesach should pater the bracha of the Chagigah which is before? So the cowboy, because of this kasha, Bemis brings a raya from this Mishnah that the Seder was to eat Pesach in the beginning and Pesach at the end and Chagigah in the middle. So Mamela, it comes out that Pesach was eaten at the beginning and the bracha on the Pesach is shayach to pater the bracha of the Chagigah which came later. Masha Enkein, the cowboy says, if they would eat Pesach only at the end, it would avada not be shayach that the bracha of Pesach should pater the chagigah which is eaten before. So the Kolboy Taki brings a raya from this Mishnah that they used to eat Pesach twice. They ate Pesach at the beginning, Pesach at the end, and the chagigah was eaten in between. So therefore now it is very shayach that the bracha which he says over the Pesach at first should pater the chagigah which comes later. On the other hand, the Or Zeruah over here is mechadish on this Mishnah a chiddush nifle. The Or Zeruah says, we see from here that even though we have a klal, by all birchas hamitzvahs we have a klal that we make the bracha over lasiyosoi. We know that the din is that by all birchas hamitzvahs we always make the bracha before we are mekayim the mitzvah. For example, when we put on tefillin, we make a bracha lohaniach tefillin before the kiyum mitzvah. We make a bracha over the shofar before we blow the shofar. The bracha over matzah is before we eat the matzah. The Yor HaZeruah said, what is the halacha, for example, if a person forgot to make the bracha before he performed the mitzvah? In other words, he performed the mitzvah, he was mekayim the mitzvah without a bracha. The Yor HaZeruah says that if you forgot and did not make a bracha before, there still is a chiyuv to make a bracha after the mitzvah. The din of Oiver L'Siyoso is only a din in Seder, that the Seder L'Ketchila is to make the bracha before the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Masha Enken, if he did not make the bracha before the Kiyum, the Yor HaZeruah says there still is a chiyuv to make the bracha later and after. How do we know? The Yor HaZeruah says we see this from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says Birach ala Pesach potre shel chagige, that if he makes the bracha on the Pesach, he patres the chagige. The question is, as we asked, the fact is that we eat chagige first, and if we eat chagige first, how is it shaykh the bracha of the Pesach, which is second, should patre the chagige? The teretz is, according to the Yor HaZeruah, of course he eats the chagige first. But for example, the Mishnah is talking in a case where a person forgot to make the bracha over the chagige. He ate his chagige first without making the bracha. So the din is that he would have to make a bracha over the chagige after the achilas achagige. So the Mishnah is mechadish, that birach ala Pesach, that the bracha that he makes second over the Pesach, patters the birchas hazevach, the bracha over the chagige. If not for the Pesach that comes second, he would have to make a bracha now over the chagige. The fact that he forgot to make a bracha before he ate the chagige would mean that he still has a chiyev now, after the achila. So therefore the Mishnah says, birach ala Pesach. But since he's making now a bracha over the Pesach, so that bracha over the Pesach patters his bracha over the chagige. One must realize, of course, as is pointed out by the Hagoyis Mari Koyim, that all of this discussion is only according to the Girsa, birach al ha-Pesach poter es shel zevach. If we are goyres, birach al ha-Pesach, as the Rishbam was goyres, that was very schwer. Because birach al ha-Pesach means he is making a bracha over his korban Pesach, which is the second achila, and the kasha is, how can he pater his chagiga, which is the first achila? Masha Enkein, the Hagoyis Mari Koyim says, according to the way our Mishnah is written, in our Mishnah it says, birach birkas ha-Pesach. It does not say birach al ha-Pesach. Our Mishnah is not talking about making a bracha over the korban Pesach. We are talking where he is eating the chagige first, as the order is. The Mishnah says, birach birkas ha-Pesach. Bishas, he was sitting down to eat his chagige, he made a toast. He made a toast in bracha. He was supposed to make a bracha al achilas ha-zevach. Instead, over the chagiga, he made a bracha, birchas ha-Pesach, le'echol ha-Pesach. So the Mishnah says now that birach, birchas ha-Pesach, if he made a toast and he substituted, instead of making a bracha, al-achilas chagiga, he said instead, al-achilas Pesach, so the din is, poter shel zevach, he doesn't have to make another bracha. So according to our girsa, of course we are talking that he is eating his chagiga, and he substituted the wrong bracha for the chagige. Not that he's eating Pesach, birach al ha-Pesach, like the Girsa of the Rishbam. He's not eating Pesach now, but rather he's now eating first the korban chagige. Except he made the wrong bracha over the chagige. He was supposed to make over the chagige the bracha al achilas ha-zevach. Instead, birach birkas ha-Pesach. He made on the chagige the bracha of the korban Pesach. He said over the chagige al achilas ha-Pesach, the Mishnah's Mechadish, Potar es Shel Zevach, the Brocha al Achilas Pesach is good, and it potters, and it exempts him from the Brocha of Achilas Chagiga. And now the Gemara begins to explain the Sfaras HaMachloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Why is it that Rabbi Shmuel says that the Brocha of Pesach does potter the Zevach? And according to Rabbi Akiva, neither potters neither the Zevach the Pesach, nor the Pesach the Zevach. The Gemara explains, Kishetim Tzeloimar, if you will examine the matter, you will see and you will conclude that the divrei Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael in our Mishnah, it means that zrika bichlal shficha, those korbanos that need zrika, sprinkling, one can be yotze by doing shficha, by doing simply pouring. But veloy shficha bichlal zrika, but not the opposite. The converse is not true. That those korbanos, for example, Pesach, which needs shficha pouring, one is not yotze that mitzvah by doing zrika. Ma'ashen ken l'divrei Rabbi Akiva, Loi shvicha bechlal zrike, v'loi zrike bechlal shvicha. According to Rabbi Akiva, all of the karbonis have their distinct dinim. Those that have a prescribed din of zrike, it's zrike davke and not shvicha. And where shvicha is prescribed, it means only shvicha and not zrike. In order to understand this, the Rishbam explains it, that the emes, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel both hold that Korban Pesach does not have zrikas adam sprinkling, only shvicha. The difference, first of all, between shvicha and zrikas is as follows. Shvicha means that the kohen stands very close. He stands either on the yesoid, on the foundation of the mizbeach, or next to it. And he pours the dam, the blood, gently. It should fall on the yesoid. That is by Korban Pesach. By dam Pesach, there's a din of shvicha. Mashenken, by dam zvochem acherim, the blood of others zvochem, there's a din of zrika, sprinkling. Sprinkling means merochek, like he throws it. He stands a distance away, and he sprinkles the dam from the distance. Mashenken, by Korban Pesach, there is no din of zrika to stand at a distance, but there is a din of shvicha, of pouring. The reason is, because basically if one looks into the psukim, in the procedures of Korban Pesach, there is nowhere mentioned the Torah Beferish at all that Korban Pesach Bechlal needs Zrikas Adam. We learn it out from Bechor. By Bechor it says a posik, the dam zevochecho yishofech. The dam zevochecho is Lashon Rabbim, meaning is that it refers not only to Bechor, but also to Pesach, to include Pesach, that yishofech, that the dam is poured. Mashenke and other zevochim, by other Korbanos it says clearly Tizraik, a Lashon of Zrika. So now, according to Rabbi Akiva, if one, for example, was Mishana in the Matan Adam, he changed the order. For example, if instead of Zrika, one made Shvicha, or for example, by the Korban Pesach, which needs Shvicha, which needs pouring, instead of pouring the Dam, he made Zrika, Rabbi Akiva holds that Lo Yotze, he's not Yotze. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva holds, since we see that one cannot substitute in any way or shape or form the Zrika of other Korbanos in the form of Pesach by Shvicha, nor of substitute Shvicha for Zrika. So we see that the Korbanos are all distinctly different. So Mela, similarly, the Bracha of one cannot pater the Bracha of the other. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, Loi zu poitera zu, the Loi zu poitera zu, because Chagiga and Pesach are mamish distinctly different. They have different procedures, entirely different. So therefore, the Bracha of one cannot suffice for the other. Mashenkin, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel holds that Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha. Other Korbanos, such as Chagiga, etc., that need Zrika like a Tchile. But if one B'dievet substituted the Zrika, instead of doing Zrika, which means from afar, from a distance, he went ahead and was Shoifech, he poured the Dam. The din is that he is Yoitze, because Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha. Mashenken, the opposite is not true. Ein Shvicha Bechlal Zrika. Shvicha, one cannot be Yoitze by doing Zrika. If one took the Dama Pesach, which needs shvicha, which needs a gentle pouring, and he applied it by zrika, he is not yoitze. So what do we see? We see that zrika is bechlal shvicha. We see that other korbanot share in common with Pesach, but not vice versa. Pesach, which needs shvicha, does not share in common with other korbanot, because if one did by Pesach zrika instead of shvicha, he's not yoitze. But the opposite, if he did by other korbanot instead of zrika, he applied shvicha to them, he is yoitze. So we see that the procedures of Pesach can be applied to others. Masha'enkem, the procedure of others cannot be applied to Pesach. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds very good that the Birchas HaPesach take pater the Chagiga, but the Birchas HaChagiga does not pater Pesach. Only Pesach, just as its Shvicha could be applied to others, similarly its Broche can be applied to others. Masha'enkem Chagiga, whose Rike cannot be applied to Pesach, so therefore, its bracha can also not be applied to Pesach. Before we go further, we should take a moment to explain this comparison here that the Gemara makes. The Gemara here, Bemesh, is very schwer. The Gemara says that the reason the bracha of Pesach can be applied to Chagiga, because Zrika Bechlal Shvicha, just like the Din Shvicha of Pesach, can be applied to Chagiga, similarly, the bracha of Pesach can also be applied to Chagiga. Bemesh, we have to understand, my nafkimine, is it to us that Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha? The fact of the matter is, when we talk about Achilas HaPesach, Achilas HaPesach is a mitzvah miyuchedes, is a special mitzvah, and Achilas Kodeshim in general is another mitzvah. In other words, Achilas HaPesach, which is the key of the matter here, is not Bechlal the Achila of other Kodeshim. So since the mitzvah esser of achilas haPesach is a different kind of mitzvah esser entirely, it is not the same general mitzvah esser that all kodeshim have. This is a mitzvah miyuchedet of achilas haPesach. So since the mitzvah esser of achilas haPesach is a different mitzvah achila from other karbonis, so how then can the bracha of Pesach, which is the bracha over a different mitzvah, be chal and it can pater the mitzvah of kol kodeshim? That's one thing. And secondly, we have mentioned before, the Yerushalmi explains that the reason the bracha of Pesach paters the zevach, the Yerushalmi says because Pesach is the ikur and zevach is the tofel. So Bemis, this is also schwer. How can Pesach be the ikur and zevach the tofel? The fact is, this is bosar and that is bosar. Both are achilas of meat. We find the difference between ikur and tofel in Masechtas Brachos Daf Mem Aleph, where one eats tznoin and zayis, he eats radishes and olives. So there we say the achil of the tznoin is the ikur, and the zayis is the tofel. There we are talking about two different meaning, where there are two different species, tznoin and zayis. We say one is the ikur and the other is the tofel. Nachenkein, by Pesach and Chagiga, both are achilas of bosar. So how can one be more ikur than the other? And secondly, the fact of the matter is, he does not eat Pesach and Chagiga together, that we can apply Iker and Tofel. Where we apply Masechtas Brachos Mem Aleph, the dinim of Iker patering the Tofel, that is only in a case where the Iker and the Tofel are eaten together. But here the Pesach and Chagiga are eaten independently. So how so then? If Pesach and Chagiga are eaten independently, how can we apply the dinim of Iker and Tofel to the Achilas HaPesach with regard to Chagiga? Hagoyin Reb Moshe Chevroni Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, in his Sefer Matzis Moshe Masechtas Pesachim, Simon Kuf Nun Beis, explains as follows. The Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron is Machadish, that where one eats Bosor of Korban Pesach, Be'emes, he's Mekayim two mitzvahs. Number one, when he eats the flesh, the Bosor of Korban Pesach, he's Mekayim a mitzvah achila of eating Bosor Kodeshim. Korban Pesach, besides being an exclusive korban, having the name of Pesach, is a korban like all korbanos. So lamele, korban Pesach has a din achila mitzad dine kodeshim. It is a korban as all korbanos have a din achila. So korban Pesach also has a mitzvah achila midin korbanos of all korbanos. Secondly, korban Pesach is not only a korban, is not only kodesh, but also it has a shem Pesach. This shem of Pesach is an exclusivity that this korban has. Therefore, gives it a separate mitzvah. Just like there's a mitzvah esser to eat matzah, similarly there's a mitzvah esser to eat bosar Pesach. And this mitzvah to eat bosar Pesach is not midin korban shaboy. It's not because of its ingredients that it is a korban, but that is because of the shem Pesach. So mamela, whenever we eat bosar of korban Pesach, we are mekayim two mitzvahs. First, we are mekayim a mitzvah achilas kodeshim in general, because Pesach is a korban like all korbanos. And second of all, we are mekayim a mitzvah of achilas Pesach, which is similarly to being mekayim a mitzvah of achilas matzah. Bemis, this yesod is already mentioned, the Brisker Rav, Rabbi Yoshe Ber, in a sefer Beis Alevi, Chelik Gimel, Simon Nun Gimel, Sivkotin Gimel. The Beis Alevi also mentions there that by achilas haPesach there are two mitzvahs. First, there's a mitzvah mitzad achilas korbanos, and second of all, there is another mitzvah mitzad eating Pesach. Rav Moshe Chevroni also says that in Korban Pesach, therefore, there are also two dinim of Lishma. First of all, the Korban Pesach has a din Lishma, midin Korban. Just like all Korbanos, there is a din that all its procedures should go Lishma. So Korban Pesach, which is a Korban, also has a din of Lishma. But secondly, it also has a din Lishma, midin Pesach, where there, the gather of Lishma is like the Lishma of Matzah. Just like Matzah has a Lishma. Matzah is not a Korban, but the din Matzah has a din of Lishma. Pesach also has a din Lishma, mitzad dishem Pesach, irregardless of the fact that Pesach happens to be a korban. That din korban too also requires a din of lishma, but that is the din lishma of all korbanos. But there's a new din of lishma, which is mitzad d'shem Pesach, which is similar to the din lishma as we find by matzah. Al koponim, where one eats bosar Pesach, he's mekayim two mitzvah seseh. First, he's mekayim a mitzvah seseh of achilas kodeshim. Second, he's also mekayim a mitzvah seseh of achilas Pesach. So mamela lefizeh, it would come out that a person would have to make two brachas whenever he eats Pesach alone. Forget about Chagigah. Whenever he eats Pesach, he should make two brachas. He should make, first of all, a bracha al achilas Pesach, and he should also make a bracha al achilas zevach, because he's being mekayim two mitzvahs in the same achila. Eating one kizayis of Pesach, he is being mekayim two mitzvahs there and then. He's being mekayim a mitzvah of achilas Pesach, and he's being mekayim a mitzvah of achilas zevach. On this, he says, the Gemara says, that Pesach is the ikir and zevach is the tofel. Since in the same achila, there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of achilas Pesach and achilas zevach in the same achila. So here we say that the Pesach is the ikir and the zevach is the tofel. And therefore, with one brocha, by saying al achilas Pesach, he is yoitze achilas zevach also. And the mele, once he is yoitze on zevach of Pesach, he is already yoitze also on zevach of Chagige. Because the chelik zevach that lies in Pesach is no different than the mitzvah zevach of Chagige. And since the brocha of achilas Pesach patters the zevach of Pesach, so mamele, it patters mamele also the other zevach which lies in Chagige. And mamele, the Masas Moshe explains that this might be the kavan of the Gemara. When the Gemara says that the reason of Rabbi Shmuel is, Rabbi Shmuel holds Zrike Bechlal Shpicha. What does that show? Zrike Bechlal Shpicha holds and shows that Korban Pesach also has a din of Zevach. Because since Zrike can be applied and can be Yotze by doing Shpicha, so mainly we see that the procedures of Korban Pesach are applicable to Zevachim. Since we see that the Shpicha of Korban Pesach are applicable to Zevachim, it is very possible to say, because Korban Pesach itself has a Chelik Zevach in it, besides the Din of Pesach. So Mela, therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, since Korban Pesach has two Dinim, it has a Din of Pesach, and it has a Din of Zevachim, so when he eats the Pesach and makes a Brocha on Pesach, that Brocha also patters the Chelik Zevach, which lies in the Pesach. Once it patters the Chelik Zevach, which lies in the Pesach, it already patters all the Zevachim, meaning it also patters the Chagige. Now, Shenkin Rabbi Kiva holds that Ein Zrike Beklal Shpicha, that Zrike and Shpicha are two different things. So, Mamele, Rabbi Kiva holds that Korban Pesach is a distinct Korban from other Korbanos. The Zevach of Korban Pesach is not the same Zevach as other Korbanos are. So, since Korban Pesach is a different Zevach also than other Korbanos, so therefore the Achilas of Pesach is completely a different Achila also than different Korbanos, and therefore the Bracha of Pesach cannot pater the Birchas HaZevach. And now we turn to Amud Beis. And the Gemara continues with the famous story of Rabbi Simloi. The Gemara says, Rabbi Simloi ikla lepidyon aben. Rabbi Simloi once was present at a pidyon aben. Bo minei, they asked the Mishaila. Pshite, one thing is certain. Al pidyon aben, when it comes to the mitzvah of pidyon aben, it is a pshite. What is a pshite? Asher kidishonu b'mitzvois of itzivonu al pidyon haben, avi haben mevorech. It is clear that the bracha al pidyon haben, the av, the father who performs and is mekayim the mitzvah pidyon haben, he is the one who makes the bracha, because after all, he is mekayim his mitzvah. On the other hand, the Gemara says we have a shaila with regard to the second bracha. Baruch shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. By pidyon haben, there is also the second bracha, the bracha of shechiyonu. The question they asked of Rabbi Simloi is, koyin mevorech oy avi haben mevorech, who makes the shechiyonu? Is it the Kohen who accepts the money, or is it the Av? What are the two tzedodim of the Shaila? And the Gemara explains, do we say Kohen Mevorach? There's a svar to say that the Kohen should make the Shechiyonu. Why? The Kemote Hanole Yodai. Because after all, he had received the Hanole. He had gained the benefit. He had earned the profit of 5 sloim. So therefore, there's a svar that the Kohen should make a Shechiyonu on receiving this Hanole. Avia Ben Mevorach. Or do we say that the Av should make the bracha of Shechiyonu because the Ko'ovet mitzvah, because after all, he's being Mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, the Av should make a Birchas Shechiyonu on the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. And the Gemara says, Lehave B'yodeh. Rav Simloi did not know the answer. He did not know who makes the Shechiyonu. Is it the Kohen that makes the Shechiyonu, or is it the Avi HaBen? The Gemara says, also Shoil B'Medroshe. So he came and asked this Shaila in the Beis Medrash, who makes the Shechiyonu? Amrulei, so they told him in the Beis HaMedrash, Avi HaBen Mevorech Shtayim. It is the father who makes two brachas. He makes the bracha Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvois of Itzvonu Al Pidyon HaBen, that is the first bracha, and also the Avi HaBen makes the second bracha, the Bircha Shechiyonu. And the Gemara says, the Hilchese and the Halacha blibes, that Avi HaBen Mevorech Shtayim, the Taka, the Av, he makes both brachas. The Kohen doesn't make any of them. The Av, just as he makes the bracha on the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen itself, he is the one also who makes the Birchat Shechiyonu. Now, this Maisa of Rabbi Simloi is one of the most popular Maisas in Shas. and probably one of the most discussed in the Mefarshim, the Achrayim, and also Nushayim. Before we get into the actual Shaila of the Aboye that was asked of Rav Simloi, it is important to point out that many times we find certain mitzvahs where Shechiyonu is said upon performance, and on the other hand we have other mitzvahs where we do not make a Bircha Shechiyonu. And we have to understand why is it that some mitzvahs do have a Shechiyonu and some don't. Basically, this Shaila is first and foremost addressed, and it's found in Tosfos in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Tosfos there says, Taki, that we have to give a tam, a reason must be given. Why is it for some mitzvahs that the Chachamim were Mesakin and Shechiyonu, and for some mitzvahs they were not? For example, the Gemara says that by Asiya Sukkah Velulav, that when one makes a Sukkah, or he makes a lulav, the din is that the Chachamim were mesakin a bracha of Shechiyonu. On the other hand, Tosfos says, by asiyas tzitzis and tefillin, by making tzitzis and tefillin, there is no bracha of Shechiyonu. Tosfos and Sukkah also comments, why, by the mitzvah of pidyon haben, we find that Chazal, our Chachamim, were mesakin a bracha Shechiyonu. And Tosfos and Sukkah brings our Gemara here of Soif Pesachim, where the Gemara here clearly states that by Pidyon HaBen there is a bracha of Shechiyonu. Tosfos asks, why is it by Mila, where one is Mekayim Mitzvahs Mila, there is no Shechiyonu said by the Kiyum of Mitzvahs Mila? What is the difference basically between Pidyon HaBen and the Mitzvah of Mila? And Tosfos over there in Sukkah does not give a chiluk between Pidyon HaBen and Mitzvahs Mila. First, one should realize that Be'emes, this Yisoid, this assumption, which Tosfos seems to state clearly as a fact, that Mila has no Bircha Shechiyonu, them is not L'kuli Almi. The Rambam, for example, in Peri Gimel of Hilchas Mila, Halacha Gimel, is Choylik, he disagrees. The Rambam of Furi states that Avia Ben Mevorach Shechiyonu, that also by Mitzvah Mila there is a Brocha of Shechiyonu. The Ramo in Yeredeya, Simon Reish Samachay, and also the Shach say that Anachnu Noid Nohagin Kein, we do not have this custom, we do not make a Shechiyonu on Mitzvah Mila. But Akoponim, we have to understand, Taki, what is Taki the Chilik? What is the difference? Why is it by Pidyon HaBen that we do make a Shechiyonu? Why is it by Mila that we don't? That was basically Tosfos Kasha. The first Teretz, the Prima Godim in Eirechayim, Simon Chavbeis, brings a Teretz B'Shem the Levush. The Levush is in Hilchas Mila, where the Levush is Machadish. The Davke by Pidyon HaBen, which is a mitzvah mugbelis, it is a limited mitzvah, because the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen only comes around only by Bechorin. One only is Mekayim the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen by his firstborn, but not to any other of his children. So Memela, since Pidyon HaBen is, so to speak, a rare mitzvah, therefore it warrants a Shechiyonu, because it is a milzah d'lo shchicha, and we make a Shechiyonu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us this chiyah to be able to Mekayim a rare mitzvah, a limited mitzvah. Mashenke mitzvah smila, which is a mitzvah that is shchiach, it is very common, we do not make a bracha of Shechiyonu. That is the teretz of the Levush, which is brought down again in the Prima Godim in Eirechayim Simen Chobeis. A second teretz is brought down in the Rishonim, the difference between Mila and Pidyon HaBen. Why is it by Pidyon HaBen we do make a Shechiyonu as opposed to Mila? A second teretz is found in the Meiri, in Masech de Shabbos, Perik Rabbi Lezer de Mila. Also in the Ravya. The Ravya is in Hilchi Shabbos, Simen Reish Peitev. And it is interesting that the Ravya there also brings Bishem Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rabbeinu Tam also said the same thing. In other words, the Meiri and the Ravya and the Rabbeinu Tam, they explain that the reason by Mila we do not say a Shechiyonu because of Tzaira de Yenuke, because it is a mitzvah that is accompanied with pain. The child, the baby, experiences pain during the mitzvah. A mitzvah that is painful during its kiyum does not warrant, we do not make a bracha of a Shechiyonu. It is interesting that this teretz is also brought down in the Hagoyes Maimonis, in Peri Gimel of Hilchas Mila. The Hagoyes Maimonis, of course, is printed on the Rambam, where the Hagoyes Maimonis brings that the Rabbeinu Simcha asked the Kasha against this teretz, against this teretz of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravia and the Meiri. How can you say, the Rabbeinu Simcha asks, that just because there is tzar accompanied, that there is no bracha of Shechiyonu? After all, it is the Gemara Mefereshes in Brachas Daf Nun Tes, where the Gemara says, where Meis Oviv, where one's father died, and he left his son a Yerusha, the son makes a bracha of Shechiyonu on the Yerusha. So what do we see? that even be'oifen where there is tzar involved, one also makes a brach of shevchiyonu. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Simcha Tainis, mitzvah smila also, should warrant a chiyuv bracha of shechiyonu. But in any case, the Meiri and the Rabbi and the Rabbeinu Tam hold that by mila we don't make a shechiyonu because of tzare diyanuke. A third teretz to this kasha of why there is such a difference between pidyon haben and mila, that by pidyon haben we make a shechiyonu and not by mila, is the shita of the Baal HaMoer and the Ran, here at the end of Psochim. And that is also the shita of the Rekeach, which is brought down in the Hagoyes Maimonides in Perek Gimel of Mila. This is also the shita of the Rabbeinu Simcha. It is brought down in the Or Zeruah, Simen Kuv Zayin, and also the Rikamti. They all say that only by Pidyon HaBen, which is a mitzvah berura, it is a sure mitzvah, because the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen takes place 30 days after the child's birth, where we are already sure that the child is not a nafel. We are already certain that the child is a viable vlad. It is not premature. So therefore, if it is a mitzvah berura, a sure mitzvah, on a sure mitzvah we say a shechiyonu. Now, she'en came by mila, which is performed on the eighth day, so l'mela there's a chashash shem and nafel hu. It is possible that the vlad is a nafel. It is a non-viable vlad. L'mela there might not even be a mitzvah of mila bechlal. Therefore, we do not make a shechiyonu. Again, this is the third teretz, which is the shita of the Baal HaMoer and the Ran here at the end of Psochim, and also the shita of the Rekeach and the Rabbeinu Simcha and the Rekanti. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim asks Akasha against this teretz. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim taines, we don't have to be choishish for Sofik Nefel. It is not a valid point to say that since Mila is on the eighth day only, so there is a cheshash Nefel, because we go basaruba, we go after the roi, we go after the majority, and we paskin roiv velodois are not nefolin. So b'mela we can rely on roiv, even by mila, which is only on the eighth day, that the child is not a nefol. And therefore the Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that is not a good teretz for not saying a shechiyonu. There is a fourth teretz, which is the teretz of the Baal Ha'itur in Hilchos Mila, and this is also in the Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelik Aleph, Simen Resh Mem Hei. The Baal Ha'itur and the Tshuvas HaRashba both say the chilik between Pidyon HaBen and Mila, why by Pidyon HaBen we do say Shechiyonu as opposed to Mila, is because Mila is a mitzvah which is mutelis al bezin. Mitzvah of Mila is something which is the achrayis of all of Klal Yisrael. It is achrayis for bezin to see that this child has a Mila. It is not like Pidyon HaBen, which is an exclusive mitzvah on the Av only. And therefore only by Pidyon HaBen, where the Av has the exclusive, only there the Av makes the Shechiyonu. Mashenkin by Mila, which is a mitzvah, which is mutelis al bezin, which is incumbent upon Klal Yisrael at large, there is no shechiyonu. One can find a very interesting beer on this whole subject of shechiyonu between Pidyon HaBen and Mila in the Sefer Masas Moshe on Masechtas Psochim from Hagoyen Reb Moshe Chevroni Zatzal in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. Also, an extensive beer in the Sefer HaBris on Hilchas Mila, from Daf Reish Tzadik up to Reish Tzadik Chet. There is a fifth teretz brought down. It's a Chassidish teretz, which is brought down the Sefer Tameh HaMenhogim on Daf Shin Pechet, where the Tameh HaMenhogim brings down from the Rebbe, Rebbe Yisrolche from Rizhin, where he says that the reason we do not make a Shechiyonu a mitzvah smila is because Be'emes or the Marishin was supposed to be born and is supposed to exist without an oil at all. It is only because of the chet of Adam HaRishon that nimshecha orlosoi, that his orla became a factor. So since the mitzvah of Mila arrived and was created and came to be as a result of the chet of Adam HaRishon, on such a mitzvah we do not make a shechiyonu, because it would have been better bechlal if there would have been an orla to begin with. The only reason that we have this mitzvah of orla is detrimental to the fact because Adam was chayte. And since the mitzvah of Mila is a production of such a fact, we do not make a shechiyonu upon performance of this mitzvah. Now let us get back to the Iker Shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Shaila, who makes the brach of shechiyonu? Is it the Avi HaBen or the Kohen? The Hagoyes Rishash asks a very strong kasha. What kind of a Shaila is this? Why should we not say that actually both should make a shechiyonu? Both the Avi HaBen and the Kohen. Since there are positive reasons for both of them, there are two different reasons for making a shechiyonu. The Kohen should make his shechiyonu for his hanoah, and the Avi HaBen should make the shechiyonu for the kiyum hamitzvah. So it is no stira. Why does the Gemara say whether it's the Avi Ben or the Koyim? There's no stira. Both Be'emes should have a separate Chiyuv of Shechayonu because of the differences. The Koyim because of his Hanoah, and the Avi Ben for the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And therefore the Rishash is Mechadish, that it is taki true. That it was a pshita for the Gemara that Be'emes both have a Chiyuv of Shechayonu. The Avi Ben and the Koyim. What is the Shail of the Gemara then? The shayla of the Gemara was not whether the Av has a chiyuv or the Koyim. Avada both have a chiyuv. But the shayla is who should make the actual bracha and be moitzi his chaver. In other words, since both have the chiyuv, it is not necessary that both mamish verbalize the bracha. It is very shayach that one should make the bracha, the other one should listen, and with shemeya ke'oine, he will be yoitzi from the other. The shayla of the Gemara is who is odif, who is better to make the bracha to be moitzi his chaver. But the emes, both have a chiyuv of birchat shechiyonu. It is interesting that the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuvas in Chelek Yiradeya, Simon Reish Tzadik Tes, Taka also seems to learn so, and it is mashma from the Chassam Sofer over there in the Tshuva, that if the Av, the emes, was not mechavim, he didn't have in mind to be moitzi the Kohen with the broch of shechiyonu, the Chassam Sofer says, Taka, that the Kohen has a chiyuv to make his own private broch of shechiyonu. So we see also from the Chassam Sofer that Be'emes, Sai the Av and Sai the Kohen, both have their distinct chiyuvim of making a bracha of Shechiyonu. It is only merely that the Av is moitzi the Kohen with the bracha. This pshat that we have just mentioned is according to the derech of the Rishash and the Chassam Sofer. On the other hand, in the Nimukhi Yosef on Maseches Pesachim, which was printed by Harav Moshe Blau, the Nimukhi Yosef there is Mevayer, the boy of the Gemara, completely different. The Nimukhi Yosef clearly holds that it is a single chiyuv only. It is never a chiyuv on both, Sai the Av and Sai the Kohen. And the two tzedotim of the Gemara, whether the Av should make or whether the Kohen should make. After all, the Rishash asks very well, what kind of a stira is it? Let them both make. Let the Av make on the Kiyum HaMitzvah, and let the Kohen make a Shechiyonu for his Hanoah. So the Nimukhi Yosef explains, no. That one side of the Gemara was that there is a svara that the Av cannot make a Shechiyonu. Because there is involved in the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, there is after all chasor and kif. The Av is losing and has to take out 5 shloim from his pocket to give to the Kohen. So since there is chasor and kif, so mamela there is some sort of a hindrance. It is not a perfect hanoah. Mashenkin, the Kohen, should make a shechiyonu because only he has the most perfect hanoah. That is one side of the shayla, that only the Kohen should make because he has the perfect hanoah. But the Av should not make a Shechiyonu because there is a lack of Hanoah, of a complete Hanoah, because there is Chasor and Kis in the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Mitzad HaSheni, on the other hand, the Gemara has also an opposite svara, that maybe only the Av can make a Shechiyonu, because the Av Al Koponim has another simcha. By the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, the Av has a side mitzvah, that the child became 30 days old, and now was Yotzo Misofik Nefel. The child now, upon entering his 30 days, Mamela, he now became proclaimed as a viable vlad. So Mamela, b'tziruf this simcha, there is a svar that the Av should make a Shechiyonu. Mashe enkein, the Kohen, should not make a Shechiyonu, and here the Nemuki Yosef says a givaldig svar. The Kohen should not make a Shechiyonu according to one side, even though the fact is that the Kohen is clearly in a henna by getting the Chamisha Shloim. The Nemuki Yosef said, even though the Kohen is in a henna, but since this mamon is royu l'shar kahanim kemoisoi, since the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen is very shaykh for other kahanim, why is it dafke that he gets the chamishus loyim? He is no more deserving than others. The Nemukhi Yosef says, bedavar sha'acherim chaserim ein royu l'varach. We don't make a bracha upon individual hanoah where there is misfortune involved to others. The Nemukhi Yosef says, in the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, even though there is a Hanoah, personally, for this Kohen who receives the Chameshes Hasloim, but at the same time, the other Kahanim, who are just as Kahanim like he is, they are losing the Dovar Sha'acherim Chaserim, where others have misfortune at the same time, one who has the Hanoah should not demonstrate and should not make a Shechiyonu on the Brocha. So these were the two Tzedodim in the Shaila. One can also look in the Sefer Masas Moshe, from Hagoyin, Rav Moshe Chavroni Zatzal, who also, on a different derech, is also Mavaya, the two tzedodim of the Aboye, that according to one tzad, only the Av can make, and according to the other tzad, only the Kohen can make. Not like the Rishash and the Chassam Sofer, that both the Av and the Kohen have a chiyuv of Shechiyonu. At this time now, I think it would be appropriate to turn for a moment to the Nusach HaMekubal, to the traditional Nusach of the procedure of Pidyon HaBen. We are well aware that when the Yisrael brings the child to the Kohen, before the Kiyum HaMitzvah, the Kohen asks the Yisrael, Ma boyis tefei, what would you rather have done? Litein bincho b'chayrecho shehu peterechem le'imoy, kedemachayap mideraisa? And the Av says, Chofetzani livdois es beni, kedemachayapti mideraisa. It is well known that this nusach of my boyis tefei is mekubal from the Goinim. The Chassam Sofer and the Tshuvis brings it down, and others. We have to understand, the Mefarshim asks, what kind of a shaila is this, that the Kohen asks the Avi HaBen, Ma Bois Tefei, would you rather do Pidyon HaBen or give me your child? Is it really the Breire B'yad Ha'av to be poyed or not? It is not up to him. It is not his choice. It is a mitzvah's Esse Midaraitse. For example, L'moshul, what would be the din if the father would say, Loi Be'in, I don't want to be Mekayim. The Gemara in Ksubis Peivov Amar Aleph says, Koyfen Oysoi Achetetei Nafshoi. Is a Mefurish Halacha that Bezin imposes and forces people to be Mekai and Mitzvah Saseh. For Mamela, it is not his choice at all. That is the first Kasha. Second of all, what is the Loshen? The Kohen says repeatedly, he says, Oy boyis livdoisa kidimachayaf midaraisa. Why does he stress kidimachayaf midaraisa? And the father again, in his Tshuva, also says, Chofetzani livdois es beni kidimachayafti midaraisa. Who doesn't know that this is a mitzvah sesem midaraisa? Why is it so important, the dialogue between the Kohen and the Av, that both find it important to emphasize and to mention that the kiyum of Pidyon HaBen is a mitzvah midaraisa? There is an interesting pshat from Hagoyen Reb Shloimeh Tzvi Strasser Zatzal, who was a Rav in Debrecen. This is brought down in the Hagdomeh of the Drosh's Ksav Sofer, and it is also brought down in the Hagdomeh of Shalos Tshuvos Be'er Moshe Chelik Beis. He said as follows, Bemis, we have to understand the Iker Shaila that was asked to Rab Tzimloi. The Bnei Yeshiva asked, who makes the Shechiyonu? Does the Av make the Shechiyonu because the Kovet Mitzvah? Because after all, he's being Mekayim the Mitzvah, Pidyon HaBen. Or the Shaila was HaKoyin Mevorach, that the Kohen should make the Bracha, because the Mota Hanoah LeYodoi, because he has Hanoah, he has a benefit, he made a profit of 5 Sloim. Bemis, it is the Pli Yatzuma. I mean, who doesn't know that if it is a toss-up on which we should make a shechiyonu, should we rather make a shechiyonu over a mitzvah, or should we rather make a shechiyonu over hanoah? There is no competition. Isn't the shechiyonu over a mitzvah much more important than making a shechiyonu over a mere hanoah of chamishas loim? Befrat, the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is a mitzvah that not every person is zoche. Mashenken, a revach, a profit of 5 shkolim, is ma'isim b'chol yoim, people make that kind of a profit. So what kind of a boy is it who wins and who gains the brach of Shechiyonu? So he said as follows, that the Shaila was a different Shaila completely. Because the emet, we have a klal, as we mentioned before, that one does not make a brach of Shechiyonu only mitoich simcha, unless one has happy and he has happiness. Mashenken, if there is tzar involved, there is pain, and there is distress, in such a case there is no chiyuv of Shechiyonu. Like we explained, that is one of the reasons that the Rekeach and others say that you don't make a Shechiyonu on mitzvah's mila, as we explained, because it is a mitzvah that has tzar with it. There is tzar at the yenuka. The male, if that is the case, that a mitzvah or an inyan that has tzar, which is not complete simcha, there is no Shechiyonu. If one really thinks the philosophy of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, how did we receive this mitzvah? One realizes that the mitzvah came as a result of the chait that the Bechoyrim Rechoyte, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah and commanded to remove the Kedusha that the Bechoyrim had, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over and transmitted this Kedusha to the Kehanim. So Mamele, if one realizes and thinks into the source of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, it will produce tzar, that a person realizes all of a sudden that through this Maisa of Pidyon, he is redeeming the Kedusha of his son. What kind of a simcha is this? To redeem and to remove the Kedusha that his son was endowed with by birth, and now he is doing a Maisa Pidyon to remove that Kedusha. What kind of a simcha is this? And therefore, if the Av, the Emet, has Tzar, so a Melataki, it would be usur for the Av to make a Brach of Shechiyonu, just like by Mila. But the Emet is not so, because a person is Mechuyev to be Mekayim B'Simcha Salev, the mitzvahs of the Torah. Afilu, if the mitzvah might produce side effects and a person might have negative aspects and have tzar. Once the Torah commanded that there is a chiyuv of pidyon haben, even though the source and the production and the mokar of this mitzvah maybe came about through a philosophy and through a mitzvah that might produce tzar, but today, as a fact, the Torah already made it into a mitzvah. Once it's a mitzvah midaraisa, the Torah commanded us to do so, we must perform and be mekayim all mitzvahs asay alike with simcha, no matter the tzar and the hefzed that we might derive as a result. And therefore, this is what the Bnei Yeshiva did not know. And the Atrib Simloi, what is the din bistam Bnei Yodim with a regular person? A regular person who is not nimadrege, to be mekayim a mitzvah with simcha, even though there are side effects of tzar. A stam b'nei yodam, a stam person, who is poides b'noi, they asked Rav Simloi, are we able to be marzik this person, that he is in a high madrega enough? Are we able to assume that this person is on a high enough level to be mekayim the mitzvah b'simcha? And he does not think into it and does not philosophize that even though he knows that as a result of the mitzvah pidyon, his son is being relieved and is losing his kedusha, but nevertheless he still has been mekayim mitzvah Hashem b'simcha. Just like Avram Avinu had simcha when he did Akedas Yitzchak. He did not think for one moment the hefzed of losing his son. Similarly, a person has to be mekayim the mitzvah of pidyon haben and all mitzvahs b'simcha. If that is the case, then he can make a brach of shechionu. Or on the other hand, are we to be choishish? Are we supposed to worry that maybe this person did not arrive at this madrege? Maybe this person is not yet at this level, and therefore he probably has tzar at the time of pidyon haben. And if that is the case, so then the kohen mevarech, because the kohen definitely has a pure and a clear hanor. That was the shaila. This they did not know, and they asked Reb Simloi, and that even Reb Simloi did not know. So dafkin the Beis Medrash, they were poishit avi haben mevarech shtayim. The Beis Medrash concluded that every person has a cheskes kasheris, and we are machzik every person that bevadai and for sure he will be mekayim mitzvah Hashem b'shleimis the way it is supposed to be done. So mamela, every av stam b'nei yodam is mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimis. We assume so that he has simcha b'shas he's being mekayim the mitzvah because he's doing it in the proper way, and therefore he is chayev to make it brocha shechiyonu. But of course, we have a cloud by every chazokah im efshel levara mevararinen. We only rely on a chazokah if there is no way to prove the metzias, the fact. But in a case where we are able to bring a raya and to prove the metzias, we have a klal im efshel levara mevararinen. So therefore, in this case, since, as we said, there's basically a doubt if this particular person, this plain person, the average person, since we have the etzem asofik, if this person reached the madrege, to be mekayim the mitzvah pidyon haben b'simcha without tzar, even though he knows that he is losing, his son is being redeemed and is being relieved of the kedusha. So the kohen, before he actually performs the mitzvah pidyon haben, we do not rely on the chazokah. But before the kiyum hamitzvah, we check out the mahus of the viyah ben. We check him out and test him. And therefore the kohen asks the Israel, ma boyis tefei, let me know, if the decision were up to you, what would you have rather done? Would you have rather liten bincha b'chayrcha shupeterechem li'imoy? Would you have rather had it that the son should stay with his kedusha and you should give the son over to me? In other words, if it were up to you, would you rather that the son really keeps his kedusha? And memela, since you are doing the pidyon haben, there is tzar during this kiyum hamitzvah. And therefore the kohen stresses, or rather, ibois levdoisoi kede mechayaft midaraisa. Or maybe not, since you know that this is a mitzvah sesed deraisa, so therefore, ein laharerach rea. You have no right to think into it. And therefore, we assume that you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah besimcha. And therefore, the Av answers accordingly. Chofetzani, I do it besimcha. Chofetzani, livdoisiz b'ni, kede mechayafti midaraisa. Since it's a mitzvah sesed midaraisa, even though therefore I know that there are side effects, there are negative aspects, I know by doing the mitzvah pidyon haben, I am removing the kedusha from my son, but nevertheless, chofetzani, live this as b'ni, kedem achayavti midaraisa, it's a mitzvah sesa midaraisa, and therefore, I am being mekayim the mitzvah Hashem, the mitzvah of the Torah, besimcha haroyu, and being mekayim this mitzvah the way it's supposed to be done, besimcha, and therefore the av after that makes both brachas, the kibrocha on pidyon haben, and also the birchas hashechiyonu. And now, as we have had this chus to be mesayim and to complete Maseches Pesachim, let us take a moment. It is well known that it is a minhag Yisrael to be mishalev and to be mekasher, to connect the siyum of one mesechta to the beginning of the other mesechta. The next mesechta, which we'll be learning, Mechishem, is Mesechta Shkolim. And I thought it occurred to me that there is a simple connection between the Siyum of Maseches Pesachim to the beginning of Shkolim. Because after all, we have just learned now that the Hilchasa, that Avi Ben Mevorech Shtayim, that the halacha is that the Av makes the Shechayonu, but the Kohen does not make the Brach of Shechayonu. If you remember, we have mentioned before, according to the Nemukhe Yosef, why is it Take that both don't make a Shechayonu? Why shouldn't the Av and the Kohen make a Shechayonu? The Av should make a Shechayonu upon Kiyam HaMitzvah, and the Kohen should make a Shechayonu because of the Hanoah of the five Shkolim. And we explain B'Shem the Nemukhe Yosef. The Nemukhe Yosef says, a Yisoid, that Av Apishene Hene, that even though the Kohen has Hanoah, but Lefi Shemomon Zeh, Royu Lishar Kehanim Kemoisoi, but since the fact remains that other Kehanim are also deserving equally alike to this Mamoin, and they did not receive five Sloim, only this Kohen happened to be Zoyche, the Nemukhe Yosef said, B'Dovar Shacherim Chaserim Ein Royu Levarach. The Nemukhe Yosef said, Givaldig Yisoid, we don't make a bracha upon individual Hanoah where there is misfortune involved to others. In others, we see from here, from the Yisoid of Pidyon HaBen, from the fact that the Chachamim were Misakin, that only the Av makes Shechayonu but not the Kohen, we see a Gevaldige Yisoid of Achrayet, and a Gevaldige Yisoid and Cheshivas of the Mitzvah of Achdus, that because of the Achdus and the Mitzvah of Ahavas Yisroel, one Kohen who really has a true legitimate Hanoah still will not make a Shechayonu because he knows that his brothers, the other Kehanim, do not share the same Simcha, the same Hanoah. Therefore, there is no Shechayonu. We see here the Gevaldige Achrayis for Midas of Achdus. Therefore, the next Masechta, rightfully so, is Masechta Shkolin. Because Kiyidua, the Bino Le'itim, explains, why is it that the Torah was Mitzavah to give a Machtis a Shekel? Why doesn't every Yid give a Shekel Sholem? So the Bino Le'itim said, the Torah wanted to teach us a lesson, that every Yid should know that without his chaver, he is only a machtzis, he is only a half. It is only when two Yidin come together, each one gives his machtzis, that we have a shekel sholem. So we see again, from the mitzvah of sholem, we also see the concept of achdus and ahavas Yisrael, which every Yid is supposed to strive for. That a Yid, without his chaver, he is only a machtzis, a shekel. If you want to be a shekel sholem, if you want to be complete, it is only b'tziruf together with your neighbor, with your chaver. So therefore, the end of the Masechta of Masechta Pesachim that deals and enlightens us to the true mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael and Ardus, where the Kohen does not make a Shechayonu, rightfully so, we begin Masechta Shkolim, which also teaches us the similar lesson of Ardus and Ahavas Yisrael. And finally, the Chofetz Chaim once said, the Mishnah in Ovi says, Kol Torah She'enim HaMalacha Soifa B'Teila. If Torah without Malacha, it says, is Soifa to become bottle. The Chofetz Chaim says, make a Kal V'Chomer. If Torah without Malacha doesn't exist, so Mamela Kolshkin, Malacha without Torah, Avada Navada, that the Malacha will not have its Locha and it will be bottled.